Wow, that's really great.
So I might say in my book, Interview Tactics. But be very, very economical with that. Because I don't want people emailing me and saying, you said it, I could say it 10 times, and they threw me off the show. Don't say it 10 times. And you were only on for 3.5 minutes? No, don't do that.
No, you don't want to be a nuisance. You want to be a really great guest so that they do want you back to the show over and over and over again. So I think there's a lot of wisdom there in what you've said to people. So if you're listening to this on the replay or whether you're listening to the live broadcast right now, I really do encourage you to, you know, hit that button that's got the red around it there that says Get Interview Tactics, because you're going to get a lot of information. Also, there's this whole workbook area that Gail has in the back of her book, which is a really valuable thing to think through. What are your talking points? What are the key messages that you want to get across to the audience when you talk to the media? And if you just work through that, you'll be way ahead of all the other people out there that are doing media interviews, just because you've taken the time and thoughtfully work this through ahead of time. So I just can't say enough really great things about this book that Gail has put together here, Interview Tactics.
And also, I'll autograph the book for you.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. That'd be great. that makes it a real keeper right there. Now, you know, Tabitha asked, you know, how do you give out enough about your product during the interview without giving the whole thing away for free?
Well, first of all, you really want to focus on certain areas of what you're going to be giving up. The fact is, if you were teaching what you were doing, you might be able to say, let's say you were teaching someone how to build a house. Let's just say you were talking about the foundation. So you might say, well, first you lay the foundation. Well, you could do 2 weeks on what it takes to lay a foundation and the materials and so on. If somebody wants what you have, they're not going to be able to get enough of you. But what you might really want to do is that I think is really helpful, make a list of 10 things and make it generic, because that's all you can really do overall, because everyone is, you know, so unique. Make a list of 10 things about your business, product, and service that makes you unique. Or make a list of 10 things about what you teach or what you coach or what your message is that is either a rule of the road or makes you unique. I think rules of the road would be best. I mean, I could tell you a soundbite is a brief and outstanding mini version of who you are and what you're selling. But if I don't explain what that looks like, what that sounds like, and how to put that together, you're going to have to come to me. You're going to have to come to me for that. And also, you know, we have a huge paradigm shift because, you know, for the last 200 years, it's like, look, if you want me to tell you anything, you have to pay me. It doesn't work like that, because social media, the rules of social media is that you give stuff away, and that you give enough away that the good news is you become the go-to person. Bad news is you might lose one sale, but you gain 30. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
That's great. That's great advice there. Now, you know, we got another question that is really pretty basic for a lot of authors are wondering this. How do they even get the media to interview them in the first place?
Well, if you're just starting out, there's a lot of free stuff out there. There's Haro, Help a Reporter Out, which is an outreach that comes out 3 times a day. You can go to haro.com, H-A-R-O. Sign up and you get these newsletters, and it's all different media outlets asking for points of view, commentary, stories based on a story that a journalist, a writer, a blogger, a TV show is looking for. And you can, it's very labor intensive, but you can go through that and see what you can comment on. And I personally have gotten some fantastic placements based on that. And so
like what have you gotten from Haro, for example?
Well, I got a whole page interview on smallbusinesstrends.com. I got on entrepreneurmagazine.com. I wound up giving them a whole chapter of my book, and they put it online. It lived there for like a year or two.
Wow.
Just, you know, I sent them a compelling enough pitch that I was able to get them. I was able to get the woman on the phone. And once we got talking, she realized that, you know, I was a little bit more than what she had thought. And when I told her I had the book, I decided that Entrepreneur Magazine was enough for me to just send her the ebook. So I just sent her the ebook. And I mean, if she didn't use it for this, she might use it for something else. And she said, you know, I love the book, and I love that, you know, my chapters are quite small. She asked, I mean, you know, they're like 3 to 5 pages. She asked if she could just, you know, copy and paste one of the chapters. I said, I would be thrilled. I would be thrilled to do that. And so I did it, and I'm actually still talk to her all the time.
So Haro is a great source. So that's
it's a great resource.
That's HARO.com. Is that where people find it?
Yeah. And then you can also... you could also find the blogs that are most applicable to your demographic, to your target markets, and you can send them a pitch. But a lot of those people advertise in Haro. And then there's, Bill Harrison has one. It popped out of my mind. I believe it's the Radio Connection.
Yes.
He's got one, and that's a good one, and that's also an outreach. I mean, there's a lot out there. I'm not kidding. It's very labor intensive. And that's when you're first starting out. If you've already done a couple things and you've got something going, the paradigm of publicity is changing a little bit. You have a lot of people that are out on their own that are PR specialists and PR experts that are selling their services on an hourly or daily basis, and that's really great. You can actually send pitches out to your local newspaper. But, you know, every media outlet today has an online component. And the irony of it is that sometimes they're looked at as stepchildren. But their reach is far greater than the other is. Hook up with a writer that you like on Twitter. And just start, you know, we talked earlier about giving away free stuff. You can't give away that much in 140 characters.
Yeah, right.
But you can link them back to your, you put your website in there, and if that person links back to you, then you put at Terry Whalen, or at Gail Murphy, or at that person at the LA Times, or the Phoenix Sun, or Chronicle, or whatever your paper is over there. And you have to create relationships.
The Arizona Republic is our paper over here. But
there you go. I'm going to find out who your entertainment reporter is right away.
Well, when you break down the media here, you know, that's a big generic term. Gail, how would you, you know, how do you determine what media outlet is the most important? That is a question like Dan asked, whether it's print or internet or radio, What do people go after, and what do you advise them to do there?
Well, you know, it's all relative. Obviously, if you're selling, you know, the 5 years ago, the big cookie was Oprah. But if you're selling airplanes, it's not a big cookie to you. It isn't even a crumb. But if you're selling shoes and handbags, it is the big banana. It's the bonanza. It's all relative to who you are and what you're selling. I mean, there used to be a list that used to go around about if you want to get on Oprah, you know, to sell something that has to do with pets or weight loss or health or something like that. So what is the most important? It's, you know, if you have a Twitter list of over a million, I know it sounds funny, but it's true. If you are close to a million, you can pretty much call the shots in terms of where you want to be, because if somebody interviews you, that's a million eyeballs that are going to take you, that are going to read whatever they write about you instantaneously.
Sure.
And each one wants something different from you. You know, for TV, you have to dial up a little bit. You have to say, okay, all right, okay, wait a second. How do I want the world to see me? Because you have this whole body here, which could be a walking billboard for yourself, which doesn't mean that you wear logos on you, but how do I want the world to see me? Obviously, you know, if you're a venture capitalist or some big, you know, finance person, you don't want them to see you, you know, as a sex kitten. I mean, how do I want the world to see me that when you see me, you see what I do in some way? So that's television always has that visual component to it. Any kind of video that you do has that visual component. You would never see someone on a musician's site doing video who looked like a librarian, unless they had a band called The Librarians.
That's true.
So you want to stop and say, you know, how do I want the world to see me? Print is a little bit different because it's not live, so and so you can stop and start typically. In print, which also includes blogs, specificity, because print loves a story. They love a story. Radio, listening, very, very much listening, especially if you're doing morning radio, very, very high energy. I mean, you're lucky if they're going to remember to say your name. And that's okay, too, because they're probably going to put it up on the on their website that you're going to be on the show.
And by high energy, what do you mean by that? People need to, I mean, I've heard other people say, you know, stand up on the phone when you're doing interviews on radio, or what do you really suggest? How do you pour that energy into the radio so that it indeed really comes out?
Well, first of all, you have to determine what works for you. If you're doing morning radio, if you get booked to do a morning radio show and you haven't listened to that show for a week or two prior to going on that show, don't call me on the way home, because I don't want to hear about it. Your job is to know who is interviewing you and how they work. National Public Radio, National Enquirer. If you can't suss that out before you go on, do not go on. I mean, I've been booked for interviews on morning radio shows, and I listen to them online, and it's like, there's no way I'm doing that. I got kicked off of a radio show somewhere in Maine one time because they got really salacious, and I called them on it. I thought to myself, first of all, I'm in Maine. Forgive me for anyone listening who might be in Maine. But it's like, I am not throwing myself under the bus. For you, I don't even know you, and I don't even like you, I'm thinking to myself. If I'm going to throw myself, I'm never going to throw myself under the bus, because I'm just not going to put myself in that kind of situation. So you really want, I mean, it's prepare in advance and know what you're going to say before you say it. Know where you're going. You wouldn't drive from L.A. to Phoenix without a map. Know where you're going. Google the person that's interviewing you. Listen to the show. Read their blogs. Watch their videos. If it's not a good for you, don't sell yourself short.
You've given us a lot of really great insight there, Gail. And there's a lot more for you if you buy a copy of Gail's book, Interview Tactics. And you'll see on her website she has an ebook version, she has the book, you know, whatever's going to be good for you. But get that book and really go through it and go through the workbook there. That'll be a very valuable part. Now, you know, Cassandra asked here, how do you promote yourself without sounding like an opportunist? And I think that's a good question. So,
Sandra, we are all opportunists. Okay, but if I am looking to buy what you are selling, you have just become my angel. So when you say, ask a question like, how do I sound like an optimist? What was the word? that you an opportunist?
Yeah,
that
how
means
do
you
I,
don't believe
how do I
it
promote myself without